Well, last week we talked about the elusive quality of peace. How do we experience peace in our lives? And I argued from the text how we experience the peace of God in the midst of our anxieties, in the midst of our thoughts, and in our actions. And this week we are looking at another elusive characteristic, the rare jewel of contentment. Contentment, like peace, is something that everyone longs for, and yet it is so rare to achieve. I read this poem recently, and I think it really captures the essence and the difficulty of taking hold of this rare jewel of contentment. Listen to this poem. "It was spring, but it was summer I wanted. The warm days and the great outdoors. It was summer, but it was fall that I wanted. The colorful leaves and the cool, dry air. It was fall, but it was winter I wanted. The beautiful snow and the joy of the holiday season. It was winter, but it was spring that I wanted. The warmth and the blossoming of nature. I was a child, but it was adulthood that I wanted. The freedom and the respect. I was 20, but it was 30 that I wanted, to be mature and sophisticated. I was middle-aged, but it was 20 that I wanted, the youth and the free spirit. I was retired, but it was middle-aged that I wanted, the presence of mind without limitations. My life was over, and I never got what I wanted." Now, if you can believe it, the author of this poem, Jason Lehman, was just 14 years old when he wrote it. What? And he wrote it in the 80s, not like the 1800s when being 14 was like 30, right? 14 years old when he wrote this. And yet, even at that young age, he understood the lifelong struggle with contentment. And not only that, but the fact that contentment is not just rare, but sadly, many go through their entire lives without ever experiencing true contentment. That last line is just so striking. My life was over, and yet I never got what I wanted. Is that you this morning? Do you possess the rare gem of contentment? Or are you continually looking to someone or to something else to give you that sense of satisfaction, that sense of contentment? Do you find yourself continually thinking, I will truly be happy. I will truly be satisfied if only I had fill in the blank. Today we're going to be talking about contentment, and specifically how we can be content in every and all circumstances of our lives. Do you want that sort of contentment? Then let's dive into our passage this morning. Today we'll be doing something a little different than what I normally do. Instead of starting at verse 10 and then progressing through to the end of the passage, I'm going to be starting at the end of the passage, verse 13, and then looking backward at verses 11 and 12. And the reason why I'm doing this is because verse 13 is, it's the foundation, and everything else in this passage is built upon that. It's grounded in that. And so in order for us to truly understand verses 11 and 12, we must first understand verse 13. And so then, let's start out by looking at verse 13. Verse 13 says, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." I'm sure you've all heard this verse a million times and all the time. And now this is the one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. However, it is also one of the most misused and misapplied verses in the Bible as well. Some will see verse 13 as a battle cry. It will be said by an athlete as motivation to play well and to win the game. Though well-intentioned, it is a misapplied use of the verse. Others will use verse 13 as a definitive declaration that they have the power to do anything, like beat cancer or get that job promotion. I will beat cancer because of Him who strengthens me. I would argue that neither of these is how verse 13 is to be understood, because neither of them take into account the surrounding context. My professor would always say, so that you know the phrase, context is king. My professor would always say, context is queen because Jesus is king. Okay, so context is queen here, and we need it in order to understand verse 13. The surrounding context surrounding verse 13 is that of contentment. Paul says, in verse 10 is first off thanking the Philippians for their generous gift that they sent him while he was in prison. Remember, Epaphroditus was sent by the Philippians to bring a gift to support him while he was in prison. And then Paul is now sending this letter back with Epaphroditus to them, and part of this letter is to thank them for their generous support. He says, though they've always been concerned for him, they never had the opportunity to share this concern, and, well, this was the perfect opportunity for them to do so. But this topic in verse 10 then springboards Paul to discuss contentment. He discusses contentment. Now, contentment, so that we're clear and have all on the same page with the definition, contentment is being satisfied or being at ease or at peace in a particular situation. Contentment is being satisfied or at ease or at peace in a particular situation. But we can't confuse contentment with complacency. Complacency is something different. Complacency is characterized by a smugness or a pride in one's achievements, which often leads to just resting on one's laurels. So we can't confuse complacency with contentment, nor can we confuse contentment with laziness. Laziness would be an almost fatalistic acceptance that things are just the way they are, and there's no need to go and try to change anything. And so contentment does not have the negative connotation of pride or complacency, nor does it have the laziness and the lack of effort. Rather, contentment is simply being satisfied or at peace in a particular circumstance. And so, since contentment is the dominant theme in verses 11 through 13, then verse 13 needs to be interpreted with contentment in the forefront. Therefore, given this context, verse 13 means I can do all things. That is, I can do all these things discussed in verses 11 and 12, which we'll get to in a moment. I can do all these things through Him who strengthens me. I can be content in all these things through Christ who strengthens me. It is a humble admission of contentment that is dependent on Christ, who strengthens us to persevere no matter what our circumstance may be. And so that is what I would argue is the proper interpretation of verse 13. And now that we know what I think is the correct interpretation, we can now draw the proper implications of that verse. And what this verse implies is that the grounds for our contentment is Christ. When Paul writes, through him who strengthens me in verse 13, he most assuredly is referring to Jesus. The reality that Paul has been saved, that he has been redeemed by Christ and is therefore united with Christ, is the very grounds for which Paul can be content in all these things. Our union with Christ, which occurs when we are saved, is the foundation for our contentment. Now, how is this the foundation for true, lasting contentment? Well, when you are united with Christ, then you have faith in God. You have faith that He is with you. You trust that He is God who will never leave you nor forsake you. When you are united with Christ, then you have faith in God, and you have faith that He is sovereign and that He is in control and that He has a plan, and the plan is good. When you are united with Christ, then you have faith in the Lord, and you have faith that He is good and that He is all-powerful to ensure that His plan will be accomplished. And it is in these realities which you believe when you are united with Christ, it is in these realities that are the firm foundation upon which you stand in order to be content in the various circumstances in your life. And so being united with Christ strengthens you to stand upon the promises of God and who He is. And that leads you to rest satisfied and content in the circumstances of your life. And so, when there are unfavorable circumstances that you are going through, you can still be content. Why? Because you are united with Christ. And you believe that God is in control. And He's working together all these things for the good of those who love Him. When you are suffering health-wise, you can still be content. Why? Because you trust that you are united with Christ. And you believe that God is good. And that He is with you. Our contentment is grounded in our union with Christ. The abundance of material possessions or money is not the foundation of contentment. We enjoy lasting contentment only through our union with Christ, who strengthens us to stand upon God. You simply cannot enjoy true lasting contentment if you are not united with Christ. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me reveals that the foundation of our contentment is in our union with Christ. And so with the grounds of our contentment set, we can now go back and look at verses 11 and 12 more closely. And in these two verses, we will see two truths about our contentment that is founded upon our union with Christ. We'll take a look at each one of those truths, and then we'll close. Let's read verses 11 and 12 again. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. We'll stop there. And so the first truth that we see is that our contentment is not connected to our circumstances. Our contentment is not connected to our circumstances. Notice the contrasting circumstances that Paul poses in verse 12. He talks about being brought low or humbled, and then on the other hand, abounding and exceeding. He talks about having plenty on one hand, and then on the other hand, being hungry. He talks about having an abundance, and then on the other hand, being in real need. Each pair is a contrasting set of extremes. And so Paul indicates that whether he is at one extreme or the other, or I would argue, anywhere in between, he's content. He's at peace. He is satisfied no matter what he is going through. In all of these things, Paul is content through Christ who strengthens him. Now, Paul's contentment is not just limited to these three pairs of contrasting circumstances. Rather, in all circumstances, Paul is content through Christ. He makes that abundantly clear in our passage. In verse 11, he says, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. Or in verse 12, he says, in any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret. What's that secret? The secret of being content. And the same is true for us, brothers and sisters. In every situation and in all circumstances, we can be satisfied. We can be content through Christ who strengthens us. Where are you feeling a lack of contentment this morning? The size of your bank account? The size of your home? Your job? Your relationships or your family dynamic? Your appearance? Your lot in life? Your health? In what ways are you not content? Paul is telling us this morning that our contentment, this is the good news, that contentment is not connected to our circumstances. Rather, regardless of your situations, you can be content in Christ who strengthens you. Do you see now why I had to go over verse 13 before I went over verses 11 and 12? If the basis for your satisfaction and contentment rests in your circumstances, then you will continue to lack contentment. You will be a living representation of the poem that I read earlier. Always wanting something different from what you currently have. But if the basis for your contentment is in your union with Christ, then you will experience true, lasting contentment regardless of your circumstances. You can be content even when your income is not at the level that you want it to be because you trust that God will provide for you and He will never forsake you. And when you rest in that promise, you can be content even though your circumstances may never change. You can be content even when you face health issues because you trust that God is good and He is in control. He is sovereign over every disease, over every virus, and over every cancerous molecule in your body. And when you trust in this, you can be content through Christ who strengthens you, whether you are made well or whether you suffer the rest of your life in pain. Our contentment is not connected to our circumstances. Rather, regardless of our circumstances, we can be satisfied and content through Christ who strengthens us. That's the first truth from these two verses. And the second truth is the following. We learn to be content. Contentment is something that we learn. Notice in verse 11 that Paul says, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. Or in verse 12, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and of hunger, of abundance and need. Contentment in all circumstances is something that Paul had to learn. It was not something that was just magically uploaded to his psyche. No, he had to learn to be content in all things through Christ who strengthened him. And the same is true for us. We learn to be content in each and every circumstance through Christ who strengthens us. It is through walking with Christ in the various circumstances of our lives, the good ones and the bad ones, it is by walking with Christ that we see and know that Christ is enough. He's enough. We see time and time again how Christ was there and did not abandon us. We see how Christ provided for us the grace to endure. We see how Christ comforted us in our sorrow, how Christ provided for in our need. And in our abundance, Christ was shown to be a treasure of far greater value than our material possessions and wealth. We learn as we walk with Christ through life circumstances that He, in fact, is enough. As we follow Christ, we see that He is faithful and trustworthy. And as we continue to experience the truth that Christ is enough, whether in abundance or in need, then we learn to be content through Christ who strengthens us. Let me illustrate it this way. When you plant a little sapling, its roots are still just forming. They are flimsy and short, and it would not take much to uproot that little sapling from the ground since its root system has not yet matured. It takes time and many seasons filled with sunshine and storms in order for that tree to grow. And as it grows upward, its roots grow deeper downward and outward, which anchors the tree so that it is able to withstand high winds and storms and droughts. Now, in the same way, at the point of our conversion, when we are saved and united with Christ, we are like little saplings. Our roots are in the ground, that is, they are in Christ, but our root system, so to speak, is not yet matured. It's still developing. We're young in our faith. But over time, as we follow Christ in the sunshine and the storms of life, we will grow in our faith and in our trust in the Lord. And as we grow upward in our relationship with God, we naturally and necessarily grow downward into the ground, which is Christ. And so as you grow and mature, you are more rooted and grounded in Christ. And as a result, you become a sturdy oak tree that can withstand the storms and the droughts of life. And it is over many seasons and many storms of maturing and growing that your roots will become solidly rooted in the ground. And you can learn to be content in whatever situation you find yourself in. You learn to be content in Christ, who is the anchor of your life. We learn to be content through Christ, who strengthens us. Now, brothers and sisters, perhaps the central question for us all to ponder as we leave is this. In whatever given circumstances you are in, is Christ enough for you? Is Christ enough for you? If the honest answer is no, then you will struggle with being discontent. You will be dissatisfied with your current situation, and you will be angry in what you're going through, and you will worry what will happen next. But if you trust that Christ is enough, in whatever circumstance you may be, then that leads to contentment that is grounded in God and in His promises. You will rest satisfied whether your situation is favorable or unfavorable. You will have peace whether your circumstances are good or bad. Regardless of your circumstances, you will have unshakable contentment because you trust that Christ is enough. We learn to be content in all circumstances through Christ who strengthens us. It's a lifelong process, brothers and sisters. There are times, there are days, there are seasons in which you may be a genuine Christian who at times worries and is discontent, feeling like God is not enough. But we learn, just like Paul, learn to trust Him more with each moment, with each day, with each season, with each year. See Him as enough. Find peace and contentment in His presence. And so, do you trust Christ to be enough for you? Or do you think you need more than Christ in order to be content? My prayer for all of us, myself included, is that we would grow in Christ and learn to trust Him more. To trust that He, in fact, is enough. And in doing so, that we would experience true, lasting contentment through Christ who strengthens us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray together. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your Son, Christ, who came to die in our place, to free us from our sin, so that we can walk in the freedom of being a child of the living God. We thank You, God, for the precious promises that Your Word reveals to us. We thank You, God, for Your character, that You are unchanging, that You are the God who is good, the God who is sovereign, the God in control, the God who is there with us, the God who is not distant but near, the God who is for us and not against us, the God who sent His Son to die in our place so that we can be with Him forever. How much more, if You sent Your Son, will You not give us all things? You are the God who promised that You will never leave us nor forsake us. You are the God whose love will never be separated from us. You are the God who provides. You are the God in whom we can hide. You are our Savior. You are our Redeemer. You are our friend. You are the rock upon which we stand. Father, help us. Holy Spirit, remind us of these truths so that we can rest and stand upon them and find contentment in them and not in our circumstances and not in the things of this world. Father, ground us in these truths. Ground us in Christ so that we can be content through Him who strengthens us. Help us, Lord God, to learn with each growing day how to be content by being rooted in You. Holy Spirit, we need You to do that. Help us, God, to go forth from this place being rooted and grounded in Christ and doing all things through Him who strengthens us. We love You, our God. And we ask all these things, Christ Jesus, in Your mighty name. Amen.